The end of trickle down? President Biden's first speech to a joint session of Congress tried to make a case that China wins if America can't pull together amid the present political polarization. The president hopes that one way to pull together is to enact his policies, which he suggested could grow the U.S. economy from the bottom and from the middle. Karen Petru, founder of Federal Financial Analytics in Washington, says the focus has long been on policies that benefit wealthier Americans on the hope that it percolates to the rest.
Every president talks about the middle class, but we have had trickle-down policies since at least 1980. If the Biden administration can make the United States a more prosperous economy in a truly shared way, that would be quite an achievement.
All right. So instead of just growing the economy from the top, but to do that, doesn't he need a little more support in Congress, or can some of what he was talking about, this is a shift, can it be accomplished, you know, at the stroke of his executive pen?
Well, he has a lot of tools, but he's got a major problem, a real roadblock at the Fed. Jay Powell yesterday said that, again, the Fed is going to do a trickle down. And I think you've got a real contradiction between trickle-down monetary policy and Mr. Biden's ambition.
But to understand your point, the Fed's position is we're going to keep interest rates super low, quote, accommodative, for a long time, which inflates what we say asset prices, for instance, stocks, which helps the wealthier in America. And we hope that somehow trickles down. What you heard Biden say was we want to try it a different way from the bottom and the middle. And you see that as in contradiction.
It is, because, for example, how will we do bottom-up, lower- and middle-class growth if interest rates stay so low that instead of spurring sustained investment in capital formation and new jobs, they just continue to contribute to market speculation?
Karen Petru, Federal Financial Analytics. Her new book is about the Fed. It's called Engine of Inequality. With America's central bankers sticking to near zero interest rates until the cows come home, the 10-year interest rate is still higher this morning, 1.66%. The Dow future is up 0.5%, 153 points. The NASDAQ future is up 1%. With more vaccinations and signs the economy is surging to life, the team at Marketplace is launching a series called Back to Business, the Future of America's Small Businesses. On the morning program here, we're looking at what lies ahead for businesses owned by people of color at this time of economic transition. Today, let's welcome Disha Dyer, founder and CEO of a social impact consulting firm called Hook and Fasten. She also served as White House Social Secretary during the Obama administration.
Thank you for having me here. It's great to be here.
I get the feeling a lot of people are waiting for the right time to take the plunge into a new business for recovery to pick up. You opened one during the pandemic. Wasn't that nervy?
Yes, that was definitely nervy. But actually, the timing worked out perfectly where a lot of people that needed my services needed them in the pandemic because they needed to know how to respond to different coronavirus issues in communities of color. And so that's what we do. We do social impact.
What's your sense from your vantage point? A lot of companies made pledges last June about we're going to help address, let's say, systemic racism. And I can't find a organized tracking system for people who make good on the pledges they made last summer. How do you see it?
Pledges and statements are, they're nice. But when it comes to actual action, that's the important part, right? When it comes to confronting your own systemic things within your walls, so before we even get to the community, the hard work is saying, you know, we pledge to fix, or we pledge to reverse, or we pledge to really address what we've done.
And the companies you work with, you must have a sense that there is action behind the talk.
Yeah. We do. You know, some of them, it takes a little bit longer to get there. Yeah. But for us, we don't really take on clients that want to be checkbox or performative. We say, you know, this is a long road, especially if you're a company that's been in business 20, 25 years. This is cemented in, you know, the foundation of your company. So what we're asking you to do is go back to that foundation and change. And that is hard for people, especially when you're a successful business. But I tell you that once the work gets started, we do see transformational change, but it takes time.
And it sounds like a lot of your clients were ready to make commitments during pandemic. But do you think there'll be a further boom as recovery takes hold?
You know, we had a lot of people answer the call to how coronavirus devastated Black and brown communities. This was before the murder of George Floyd, but it was still after Breonna Taylor. So it was interesting that we had people really come to light more on race issues with George Floyd. I think that a lot of companies have been shook up, and I do believe that they will continue their outreach. And I say that because, as we tell our businesses, once you get into this rhythm, you'll be able to talk to your customers better. You'll be able to then answer, you know, when there's a crisis. You won't have to scurry, you know, and people will see that you're authentic about it because this is your everyday work, right? And so we have a lot of companies that are saying, we got the motivation, let's keep going.
Disha Dyer also served as White House Social Secretary during the Obama administration. She's CEO of Hook and Fasten, the social impact consulting firm. Ms. Dyer, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our ongoing Back to Business coverage is accumulating now on our website, marketplace.org. Didn't do the S&P future before. It's up 30.7%. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.